people all over again. So it's very interesting to hear about.
I mean, what kind of people were in this Roswell circle? Just anybody that had been born there?
Well, I'm looking at like the people I went to school with. I'm looking at their parents, and I guess just the people who had kids that went through all the Roswell schools, you know, all 12 years. Just because they had an opportunity to get to know each other just through, like, you know, school events and whatnot, and soccer teams and all the extracurricular activities that their kids probably were involved in together. Just that network.
Right. Were there a lot of youth leagues for sports and such in Roswell?
A lot of what?
Youth leagues, like rec soccer and stuff?
Yeah, we have one of the good things that I will say about Roswell is that they have a really good recreation center and a really good park facility. And there's a lot of different leagues like that, you know, starting from very young. And I remember they had like a basketball league, like, that you could sign up with your friends in high school. So yeah, there was a lot of that, particularly if you weren't involved in the athletics in high school. Like, a lot of people were like, well, I don't want to do all that extra effort for the high school league. I think I'll just go to the rec and practice twice a week as opposed to every day. So.
Did you do any of those?
When I was little, but not in high school.
Let's see. And you're talking about that Roswell circle, but is there a certain amount of time that you could live there to be eventually accepted, or did you always have to work your way into it?
I think you had to work your way into it. I think you had to know the right people and just get to know them and all their friends. I don't think everybody necessarily wants to join that circle or knows about that circle. I think people find other ways to get involved, like through their church or through their temple. So I think there's other ways to develop a social circle in Roswell.
Let's talk about the historical part of Roswell. Do people that you know of live in any of the historic houses? Are there any homes left there like that?
I mean, there's a few. I don't know of anybody that lives in them. I mean, they're all shops now, from what I know. I'm sure there's a couple, but. And I don't know which homes are considered historic, if they're outside of the historic district, because I know there's this one big house that looks historic, and I know, like, I went to high school with a girl that lived there, but I don't know if it was actually historical or not, so.
Were there any historical buildings or iconic places that you know a lot about?
Not really. I mean, I think, like, I took a tour here and there of, like, the Smith Plantation, or I might have gone to Bullock Hall once, but I think the only one that I actually know anything about is the Roswell Visitor Center, which used to be a hospital during the Civil War, but my knowledge is pretty limited about it, so.
How would you describe the historic district to someone that, I mean, hadn't been there before?
I think I would just give them a general overview, like, okay, well, I think it was Sherman that marched through. Somebody marched through, and therefore, during the Civil War, and Roswell was spared on the march through Atlanta. I think I would just describe it as typical. I don't think it's any different from any other historic town that's in this area. There's nothing any different about it that makes it different from, like, the Marietta Square or anything like that, so.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a really bad answer.
No, that's fine. What would you say, in your opinion, is the most interesting historic thing in Roswell, if you were to pick one?
That's a good question. It's really hard to say because I don't think there's anything that really separates it from other historic areas. Like, I look